This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
Welcome to Follow the Land. Well, it's not all that great a lot of the time. I'm at Jikoji. And I'm so happy to be here. It's wonderful. It's been probably 3 or 4 years, COVID time, and everyone, this practice here is so strong. Everyone is so kind and wonderful. Just working, doing so much work around here. It's just, I know that some of you have been up here recently. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to see you. So maybe I could learn your names that I can see. Hi. I don't know all of your names if you want to tell me.
Corrine.
Amanda. No, Corrine.
Yeah. I'm Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Corrine.
Hi.
Larry.
Larry.
Alex.
Okay.
Right.
Hi.
Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Jim.
Tim.
Deborah. Judy.
Alan.
John.
Oh, Deborah.
Deborah, and then.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
That's Cynthia. She wants to be in the fresh air. Okay, so who has poems to read? Okay, Jim?
Just dive in, you say. Oh my goodness, it was not my plan. But I did come prepared. Kind of central figure in this life change that has brought me to Jikoji and all this stuff is coastal redwood trees.
Jim, so, I have to interrupt because I'm sure that my microphone won't be able to pick you up. I invite anyone in Azenda who's going to do a poem to come up and be right next to Paula.
Okay.
Come be right next to Paula so that everyone can hear out in Zoom land.
Right. You might have to crouch so they can see you. Should I turn it?
Well, they can probably hear me now. Anyhow, I was saying that the coastal redwood trees are a central figure in my life that has brought me to Jikoji. So I thought I would try and find poems about trees or especially coastal redwoods. And this is the first one I found that I found kind of suitable. Under the Redwood Tree by Lucia Steele. Under the redwood tree, I had a vision of who I might be. It had no shape. It had no form. I filled with love that kept me warm. I was vast. I was small. I wasn't anything at all. Releasing all the forms of I held my heart and began to cry. Immense, splendid, powerful, and free, God has put everything in me. With nothing but a naked soul, I recognized God made me whole. Like the beautiful redwood tree, I would become what I should be.
Thank you. Now, can I show you to the people over here?
Hello.
Yeah. I always say tell people to do that when I'm at home. I can't see them. They're just like black silhouettes. Anybody else? I'm sure you're going to be somebody else because I'll just keep calling on them. Doug, thank you.
My red truck.
to the moon and back, 500,000 miles in one vehicle, in just one life stage. We go in circles every day around our axis. A red truck carrying self and others, carrying product of effort, product of life. The going is incessant, sometimes exhausting, ejecting greenhouse gas from muffler and from this throat, inspired by longings in impulsive directions, confined by gravity and time and fuel. Finally, something essential gives. The golden clear oil turns to creamy mocha, and still the truck carries its human cargo home. 500,000 miles with one engine, one clutch, one transmission, then sold for $5 $20 bills. The buyer starts the engine, looks under the hood, and hurries back, grabbing 420s out of my hand. 500,000 miles, and I'm left with dollars. The truck's next journey now to help others on their way to the moon and back.
I just thought of one that I wrote about my daughter when she was only about maybe a year and a half old. That's short, but I don't even know if I can remember it. But Shama is a raven whose voice fills dark rooms, the sound of skin flower, the smell of milk on her lips.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leads the soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. When the night seems too lonely and the road seems too long, just remember in the winter, beneath the bitter snows, lies a seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
Could you tell us, remind me your name and the name of the poem?
Larry Gooley, and that was a song sung by Bette Midler.
Okay.
The Rose.
Thank you.
Just remember in the winter.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you remembered that. Thank you. Okay, how about somebody on the screen, on my screen? Robin.
Yes, Paula. Both you and Carolyn have encouraged me to translate from Farsi. So I translated this from Persian. I translated this from Molana, which is known as Rumi in in English. So it's in his, this is something I used to know a few lines of as a kid, but I used to play with it because you'll see, because it's like shape-shifting, ecstatic and devotional. And I used to make up words, my own words to it. So anyway, I couldn't translate all of it because it's very long, but I translated maybe 75% of it, 70% of it. Dead I was, alive I became, crying I was, laughter I became. The rain of love arrived, lasting rain I became. R-E-I-N, R-E-I-G-N. Detached eyes I became, a brave life I became. The lion's heart I became, the radiant Venus I became. He said, you're not insane, you're not worthy of this place. I went and became insane and tore off the chains. He said, you're not drunk, leave, you're not of this tribe. I left and remained insane and overflowed with joy. He said, you're not slain, nor overflowing with joy. In front of his life-giving face, I died and fell down. He said, you're clever, drunk with fancy and doubt. I became a fool and withdrew from everyone. He said, you became a candle, you became the altar. Altar I'm not, candle I'm not, scattered smoke I became. He said, you're the pointer of the way, the guide for us. Leader I'm not, guide I'm not, just a slave to your command I became. He said, you already have wings and feathers, I will not bestow them on you. In my longing for his wing and feathers, without wings and feathers I became. He told me a new way, don't be a pilgrim, don't suffer on the path. Since out of grace and generosity, I'm not coming to you. He said, don't tell me of ancient love. I said, yes, I won't. I'm at ease and will remain. You're the source of the sun and the shadow of a willow tree. Since you struck me, I bowed down and melted. My heart became a glow. It split wide open. It wove a new form and turned away from this ragged one. So maybe I can read a few lines from Farsi, Paula, just to get the feeling of how it dances in Farsi. It's much more beautiful in its original language. مرده بودم، زنده شدم، گریه بودم، خنده شدم، دولت عشق آمد و من دولت پاینده شدم. دیده سیر است مرا، جان دلیر است مرا، زهره شیر است مرا، زهره تابنده شدم. گفت که دیوانه نی، لایق این خانه نی، رفتم و دیوانه شدم، سلسله بندنده شدم. گفت که سرمست نی، رو که از این دست نی، رفتم و سرمست شدم و از طرب آکنده شدم. گفت که تو کشنه نی، در طرب آغشته نی، پیش روخ زنده کش زنده کنش کشته و افکنده شدم. گفت تو زیرککی، مست خیالی و شکی، گول شدم، هول شدم و از همه برکنده شدم. گفت که تو شمع شدی، قبله این جمع شدی، جمع نیم، شمع نیم، دود پراکنده شدم. گفت که شیخی و سری، پیش رو رهبری، شیخ نیم، پیش نیم، امر تو را بنده شدم. گفت که با بال و پری، من بار و پالت ندهم، من پر و بالت ندهم، در حوث بال و پرش بی پر و پرکنده شدم. گفت مرا دولت نوح راه مرا رنجه مشو، زان که من از لطف و کرم سوی تو آینده شدم. گفت مرا عشق کهن از بر ما نقل مکن، گفتم آری نکنم، ساکن و باشنده شدم. چشمه خوشی توی سایگه بید منم، چون که زدی بر سر من دست و پرا گذرنده شدم. تابش جان یافتنم، وا شد و بشکافتنم، اطلس نوف یافتنم، دشمن این زنده شدم. Okay. That's as far as I translated.
Judy's here.
This is by Soma, Happiness. He said, how could a woman who knows more than how to cook, clean, and make babies possibly reach the further shore on the way to which so many good men have drowned or turned back? I said, the mind is neither male nor female. When directed towards the arising and passing away of all things, it easily penetrates this mass of darkness. Be serious. What's a few inches of meat compared to the immeasurable reaches of the liberated mind?
We think it's funny. Cynthia, are you going to read your poem? I hope so. You probably know we've been doing a poetry workshop here, and yesterday was, it's all been great, but yesterday we had more people I'd never met, and it was great energy. It was a lot of fun, and we met twice, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And Cynthia's here from LA and has a room next to mine. All this stuff you really want to know, but still, we become friends.
Well, Paula, since you mentioned yesterday's poetry at Jikoji, I was fortunate enough to be up there for the, as you know, for the part of yesterday. And during my afternoon in nature, I had a chance to walk around and sit on some of the incredible benches that have appeared at Jikoji over recent years, recent decades, some of which I've not sat on before yesterday. So overnight, I translated some of my scribbled notes into what might be called a poem. I'll share it with you now. I call it Benches. I need to become aware of the benches that appear in my life. I need to sit on the bench of the present moment. They are all around me. If I just slow down enough to see them, they might not look like a traditional bench, but anything will do. A rock, a log, a stump, Mother Earth. If I can just sit and be there for a while, a long while, with no other agenda, no device. These benches do not have to be in nature. Could be one of the many benches on Pacific Avenue where the homeless of Santa Cruz practice this art. But in my 40 plus years there, I haven't even tried it for more than a few minutes. Or it could be in our own garden, where I'm usually busy doing or reading, rather than just sitting quietly doing nothing other than observing the flora and fauna that bless this space. No matter where or when a bench may appear, I want to be ready to sit down and just be present and aware.
That's great. Tell Marie, your wife, that we're sorry she couldn't be here, but I'd like to hear the poem next month when she can be around, I hope, when we have poetry and Zen. It was lovely. And here's Cynthia, and Cynthia's poems and Marie's poems they were just interlocked. They were wonderful poems together, didn't you think? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can read a couple, whichever your favorite ones are.
Okay. I hope this is helpful. I'm not used to doing this.
Who is?
If it's not helpful, please don't listen.
You can take up. You better be your mask. Whichever you want. I think they'll hear you.
Okay. What words? I guess it is hard. That's okay. It's okay. What words can I say to you so you will know you are Buddha? What words can you say so you will know we are all Buddha? What can we do to uncover the Buddha in you? There's just one more. The heart is open to the sounds of the listener, not somber, full of song, full of life. And why, you ask why? The song again and again. The universe is full of resonance before the word. The timelessness is true. The sin is not true. Let us enjoy together.
Wonderful poem.
Wonderful listeners.
Exactly. I'm so curious. Who is this in the corner that I don't see his name? And he's like under an orange tent. An orange tarp. Let me see.
Me?
You.
Yes, hi, Gary. Sorry, I have really terrible bandwidth at my house. So if I have my video on, I can't hear anything. I'd much rather listen than be seen. So I apologize to everyone, but it's the joys of rural technology.
You have a poem?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, it's glad to see you. And did you say what your name was? So I'll remember.
Yes, Gary.
Okay, you're Gary.
And yes.
You probably already said that. And I'm so glad.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kathy, do you have one? Really? You have one? No?
I don't, but I saw that Carolyn had her hand up.
Oh, okay. Carolyn and then Karen. All right. No, then someone else here. Hi, Carolyn. I hope I see you tomorrow since, we'll talk later.
Don't forget to unmute. Oh, there we go.
She muted.
So I didn't know what you were doing today. So I didn't prepare for anything anyway. I've just come back from a trip. So let's see if I can remember a poem that I wrote. Maybe this one, Home. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Home, full of emptiness. Conjugate the happiness you've gleaned. The pine siskin's table is set upside down on the birch. Every step is a sketch on the surface of water. Your daughter feeds the neighbors with bread she's baked of dust and light and dew. The body spool unwinds, true as a worm. Here is the door you open to cries of surprise.
here.
Beyond praise for me. It's beautiful, Carolyn. Carolyn will be teaching some poetry at Jikoji, doing something. It won't be silly things, silly art. Serious poetry. Watch the announcements from Jikoji.
Thank you, Paula. It'll be, yes, it'll be all arts. Oh. Anything people do, write, paint, make music.
Oh, perfect.
Dance, whatever. Thank you. Lovely to hear everyone and to see you, and we'll talk later.
Okay. Yes, hi, and of course I forgot your name, Alex.
Yeah, Alex. So this is my first time here, and I didn't know that there was a poetry.
You didn't know you would be on screen.
But I used to write a lot of poetry.
I bet you did. You want to scoot that closer or stand on it or whatever, kneel on it or whatever it's like.
I wrote this, I think, 5 or 6 years ago when I started to learn how to meditate.
Okay, you probably should speak.
I'm finally learning to swim. I have so many memories of rising in my own head, stagnating while trying to do everything all at once. All the images, fragmented words, vague notions, and fuzzy intuitions squirming and crashing into one another. All at the same time, some revealing truths, others born of lies I told myself. But honesty is more unforgiving than deception. And the only way to not drown in the pools of confusion, inadequacy, and anger that inevitably spew forth when one is confronted with the truth of oneself is to learn to swim. One day, instead of allowing myself to be battered and pulled under by the waves, I found the resolve to, exhausted as I was, begin haphazardly flailing once again. So many futile attempts to move even an inch further upstream, but each time being swept away by the current, over and over and over again. The determination to swim seared upon my soul, until I noticed one day that the current had slowed, just a tiny bit. I had not gotten any stronger. The waves simply realized they couldn't do with me as they wished. They began to be worn down by my resolve. Easily, I found myself making strides once thought genuinely impossible. Maybe one day the current will cease entirely, the waves understanding finally the futility of their effort. But then, what would separate me from the waves? Do I want to be completely still? All I know is that through my endeavors, I have grown closer to peace of body and mind because I am finally learning to swim.
That's wonderful. I just want to check. Did you all hear that? Yeah, good. This reminds me that since I've been here and hearing these great poems, I think it would be great for Jikoji if we could have a place people could send their poems, and that we could either have them reading them, I mean, listening to them, but it would be nice also to see poems. I mean, I know that Haiku Zendo had a journal of poems and Santa Cruz had a journal of poetry. And what do you think, Jikoji people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Talked about a couple weeks ago, some people who come up, you know, drive up from the valley. And so one of the things we discussed, their ideas that came up was a Facebook group or something like this where people could connect. So there are a lot of technology, there's this fancy internet technology things. And I think part of the answer there was Dan is kind of our webmaster.
Right.
Like that. But that's one thing I hear that's a repeat that maybe we should, maybe it's not on the website, which is, it's kind of, can be difficult to build these kind of things, but a forum where people can obviously voluntarily, you know, jump in and say, oh, we're a member of the of Jikoji, and we want to share things, we want to meet up, we want to do rides, we want to share our poetry.
Yeah, like Santa Barbara has a Zimsa. Santa Barbara is much smaller than we are, and they have a website, which I subscribe to. Paya has, I subscribe to websites in Spain, whatever their Zen Buddhist ones. So why don't we, we need one.
I think the trickiest thing, which will, of course, will have to be a consensus, we have to get together and decide, and like, well, obviously it'd be easy to do like a Facebook group.
Facebook is what I meant to say,
Would that meet the need, or do we need to do something where we manage it ourselves?
Well,
for people's interests, I don't know.
I didn't mean to say website because we have one. I meant to say Facebook, Or actually, I don't go to Facebook that much. I go to Instagram, but I would go to Facebook if I could remember my password. And I could probably start a new, one. Anyway, I think, what do you think, people?
Yeah.
How many people of you go to Facebook? You go to Facebook? I'll go. What about, what do you think, Doug?
I think lots of things. So.
Right.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Oh, I would go to Facebook. But it would also be nice to have it other ways too. I'll take both. We'll talk to Dan about it too. So, Kathy, did you ever read?
Actually, I'm not prepared to read this
book. Oh, I ask you that already, right?
It's okay.
But you're always there smiling and so receptive.
I'm always glad to be with my Sangha.
Yeah. So, Corinne,
hi. I think I can make that fall.
Okay, there is a cord here. You can put your hand here.
Okay. So this is a short poem I wrote, and it appeared in the Santa Cruz and Center newsletter. And it accompanied an image, and the image was of cloud gradually forming into bird. And it's about the infinite times we let go and need to let go. Cloud coming into bird, bird calling out your ancient name. Stirring, do you then rise? Ancient name repeating, approach coming into cloud.
Very old friend. No, I don't mean very old. We're all very old, but I mean long time friend. So, hi. Do you have a poem that's sitting?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Anybody else have a poem to read? Yeah, hi. And I, of course, forgot your name.
I'm Jeffrey.
Right.
Here are the votes. I'm on the fly, I selected this one, but here we go. This is the modern imagist poet, S.S. Flint. Hmm. Also kind of a natural theme and maybe follows on to our last poem in a way. Poem is called Cones. The blue mist of after rain fills all the trees. The sunlight gilds the tops of the poplar spires far off behind the houses. Here a branch sways, and there a sparrow twitters. The curtain's hem, rose embroidered, flutters and half reveals a burnt red chimney pot. The quiet in the room bears patiently a footfall on the street.
So many poets here. It's lovely. And did everyone online hear that? Yeah. Okay, I gotta say, in case I don't see you all again soon, I can give you my email address and I could somehow coordinate with Jikoji too. Or does someone at Jikoji want to give their email address? And then the poems would be collected in case these people don't show up again. Anybody? Maybe we don't. Well, we'll think of one. And then we'll have an address for you to send them to. Okay, thank you.
Paula, I wrote one of mine. Can I read it?
Where you go? I'm watching Hogan writing things down right now.
Okay.
And I think they're probably poems. He's doing them on his... Okay. Are you doing it on your phone? No. He's got a notebook. Here he comes. Hogan. The manager of the place.
Hello. Let's see. Screen down.
There you go.
Well, I first want to thank all of you that have shared things, and I want to share a bit of what has arisen for me in listening to what you've shared. One was, how many forms of I can I let go of? Another was this wonderful scent that I think, Paul, you described, skin flower. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
First they said scent, and then I decided to change it to, yeah.
The skin
flower. I like it there, the scent of skin flower, yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Oh, and here's a question you answered for me. Maybe yesterday I said, Paula, when is writing complete? And you said, when you're ready to show it to someone else. That was really helpful to me. And then something that arose a moment ago, I think you caught me in the middle of writing it, was take heart. Almost all of you is perfectly still, has always been perfectly still, and will always be perfectly still.
My memory is terrible, Karen, but did you read yours yet?
I have one here. I can't decide if I want to read it. I do want to ask Hogan.
Okay.
If he can provide what percentage of us is perfectly still.
Let me get the koan going. That's fun. I was wondering that too.
Thanks for inviting me back. What percentage of the universe is not you?
This is way too much fun. Okay, we have, did I already embarrass you by calling on you? And do you want to come up and read something? Okay.
Karen, you have something. She wanted to pass.
So now you want to read yours, right, Karen? Because you got your answer.
This is not my poem. This is a poem I heard an insight meditation teacher that I
adore, Roger Smith. Is that his name? That's what I remember. Anyway, he read this once and it stuck with me, so I found it. It's called A Ritual to Read to Each Other by William Stafford. If you don't know the kind of person I am, and I don't know the kind of person you are, a pattern that others made may prevail in the world. And following the wrong God home, we may miss our star. For there is many a small betrayal in the mind, a shrug that lets the fragile sequence break, sending with shouts the horrible errors of childhood storming out to play through the broken dike. And as elephants parade, holding each other, each elephant tail, but if one wanders, the circus won't find the park. I call it cruel, and maybe the root of all cruelty, to know what occurs but not recognize the fact. And so I appeal to a voice, to something shadowy, a remote, important region in all who talk. Though we could fool each other, we should consider, lest the parade of our mutual life get lost in the dark. For it is important that awake people be awake, or a breaking line may discourage them back to sleep. The signals we give, yes or no or maybe, should be clear. The darkness around us is deep.
It's just since being here, I've really just noticed, just with our workshop and this, how often that we're all tuned in and it's interwoven. I mean, you know, Hogan, yours, everyone seems interwoven. And I think, I'm just becoming more receptive as I'm with you all. Grateful.
Yeah. This is offered by Thich Nhat Hanh. Invite fear and pain into our consciousness and care for them every day. Be grateful for them, for they turn the compost of our conscious minds into flowers and vegetables.
Hi. Along the same line with Larry, this is a poem by Angie Boisevain. A garden. What I want to be for you is a garden in which you might be walking forever. A garden without hedges, gates, or walls, where whatever you come upon is a discovery for the good. Whether delirious shock of tiger eyeing you, or comfort of snails gliding like slow ships, or lavenders and rosemaries linked, two blues. I want to be part of the way you are going, as you might want to be the way I take. Singing way, meander of laughter, leading perhaps to an old pond, wilderness of invisible, transparent life, which keeps on dividing forever under umbrellas of iris and fern. I want my body to be the wonder you'd want to touch and not from afar, but as a gardener would, hands plunged deep, finding the dirt, not dirt at all, but sweet, essential nurture for the human heart. I want to be meadows you will run in, and for you to be meadows you'd let me run in. I want us to be long days of chilly stillness buried under snow. Be spring peepers, full of fervor and amazement. Be beds of peonies lolling and luxuriating in our own perfume. I want us to be these things, minds lifted, opened, urged to every temporary meeting and completion by what is beautiful and fully lives, by what reaches and receives us.
You could show that book because some people don't have it.
This is by Angie. It's called A Drum of Bone, A Whistle of Silver.
She was just finishing, well, she had that book published, a group published it in group in Santa Cruz. I can't remember what they were called, but they also published Barbara Bloom and Chuck Atkinson and people that I was in their poetry group before I left. And they have wonderful books, but this is amazing. And it seems like, I almost said, let's ring a bell here.
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jokoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jokoji, please visit us on the web at jokoji.org.